We are not going to negotiate in the media about charters, ever.
NASCAR president Steve Phelps.
The big win for the race teams was money.
Definitely going to be a change for our sport, and there's probably going to be some good things about that and some bad things about that.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-210-9843. 800-210-9843. 800-210-9843. That's 800-210-9843.
Even though they've won the opening battles in court over the antitrust lawsuit brought by 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports concerning the new charter agreement that kicks in next season, and even though they don't have to because of a judge's ruling, NASCAR is going to allow them to compete in 2025 as open teams, which means they won't be eligible for any of the TV money 32 other teams will be getting. NASCAR has not said much about this publicly, and that's by design, according to their president, Steve Phelps.
We don't believe the media is a place to have discussions about our negotiations with our race teams and our charter extensions. That was by design. We are not going to negotiate in the media about charters, ever. We are very happy that 32 of our 36 charters were extended, and we are excited about that because the deal that was put on the table for them, the big win for the race teams was money. And I won't go into what that money split looks like, but what I will say is that amount of money now puts the race team starting in 25 as the single largest beneficiary of our media deal. And we did that because the race teams were upside down financially.
At age 53, NASCAR Hall of Famer Tony Stewart has become a dad for the first time, with his wife, Leah Pruitt, giving birth to a baby boy Sunday. Its name, Dominic James Stewart. Meanwhile, fellow Hall of Famer Terry Labonte turned 68 over the weekend. And always willing to try new things, it'll be fun to watch Kyle Busch in January make his maiden run in the Chili Bowl sprint car race.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Now that the season is over, Cup Series teams with a charter are looking forward to getting their slice of the new TV deal that adds up to nearly $8 billion. And for Brad Keselowski, that will certainly be a game changer for NASCAR.
There's a lot of excitement around all the media partners, and it's definitely going to be a change for our sport. And there's probably going to be some good things about that and some bad things about that, but a lot of energy for sure.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at progressive.com.